Hello, this doctor. You're getting results for dictating an endoscopy report on patient Eric Atkinson, date of birth 11/27/1965, date of procedure February 17, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Volterdio. Referring physician is Dr. Nachcha Slimani. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold smear polyvectomy, cold biopsies, polyvectomy, cold biopsies. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complications of procedure including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, also possibility of a lesion such as meningitis. Will explain to the patient. Period. Patient is brought to the anesthesia suite. Place mouth lateral position. Sedated for anesthesia services. Monitor anesthesia care. Period. Will lubricate elements. Video cache. Scopes introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examinations made of the duodenum bulb. Second portion of the duodenum. Stomach T junction. Esophagus. Retroflex view is obtained of the cardioperitoneal air resection from the stomach. Full control scope. Period. The patient was then turned around in mouth lateral position. Period of digital rectal exam is normal. Period of well-lubricated elements of video colonoscopes introduced into rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the pincer ropes. The cecal valve and confluence of the pulse. Period. Careful examination is made of the cecum. Early cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, spinal flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, rectum. Period. The terminal ileum was also intubated and evaluated. Period. A retroflex view was obtained up the rectum. Period. Bowel preparation was fair with a Boston Bowel Prep score of 6,2-2-2. Period. The patient allowed to proceed well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, the proximal metastasis appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z line was regular at 36 centimeters from the bite block. The Z line was irregular at 36 centimeters from the bite block. There was evidence of two tongues of salmon colored mucosa extending approximately 15 millimeters. Common biopsies were obtained in all four quadrants per Seattle protocol for further evaluation to allow Barrett's esophagus. Next line, there was evidence of LA grade B ulcerative esophagitis. Next line, there was evidence of gastric erythema that was patchy throughout the stomach. Biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line, there, upon entrance into the stomach, there was evidence of a significant amount of fluid and liquid in the stomach that was aggressively lavaged and suctioned in order to reveal the underlying mucosa. Next line. Upon entrance into the duodenum, there was evidence of very shallow erosion / ulcerations in the duodenum that were scattered throughout D1 and D2. Biopsies were obtained at these areas for histology as well as for celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, Boston Bowel Prep score was 6,2-2, graded as a fair prep. Next line, the terminal ileum appeared unremarkable in the last 5 centimeters, comma. Next line, right and left sided biopsies were obtained to allow microscopic colitis given the diarrhea. Next line, there was a approximately 10 millimeter hepatic flexure polyp removed, cold snare polypectomy. This was sessile, very flat appearing. Next line, there was a there were 4 sigmoid colon diminutive polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy that were sessile. Next line, there were 2 sessile rectal polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were non-bleeding noted. Next line, evidence of skin tags. Next line, plan follow biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend pantoprazole 40 milligrams to be taken twice a day, 30 minutes before breakfast, 30 minutes before lunch. Rx was sent to the pharmacy. This will be for 8 weeks, then daily following. Next line. Recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years, pending path. Next line. Follow-up in office as previously scheduled.